Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller is a practical, research-driven guide to building long-term wealth through real estate. Written by the co-founder of Keller Williams, the book blends market observations, investor interviews, and straightforward frameworks to help readers think like disciplined property owners rather than speculators. Its core message is that millionaire-level results are achievable when you pair clear goals with repeatable criteria for finding deals, funding purchases, and operating properties efficiently. Instead of focusing on hype or quick flips, Keller emphasizes sustainable cash flow, equity growth, and risk control across different market cycles. Readers are introduced to the mindset shifts that separate high performers from dabblers, including the importance of systems, due diligence, and team building. Whether you are evaluating your first rental or scaling a portfolio, the book aims to provide a structured path that turns real estate investing from an intimidating concept into an organized business plan you can execute. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, investor mindset and the millionaire model. A central theme is that real estate wealth is less about luck and more about adopting the habits and decision rules used by top investors. Keller presents investing as a business with inputs and outputs, where clarity and consistency win over impulsive deal chasing. The book encourages readers to define why they want to invest, what financial targets matter most, and how patient, long-term thinking changes daily choices. Instead of reacting to headlines, the investor mindset focuses on fundamentals, income stability, expenses, reserves, and the quality of the asset. This includes treating time as a scarce resource and building routines for sourcing opportunities, evaluating numbers, and managing properties. The millionaire model also highlights commitment to education and self-assessment, such as identifying personal strengths and gaps before risking capital. By stressing that wealth is built through repeated, correct actions, the book reframes success as something you can engineer. Readers are pushed to think in terms of scalable processes, not one-off wins, and to make decisions that remain sensible even when the market slows. Secondly, finding deals through market knowledge and lead generation. The book emphasizes that good outcomes start with consistently finding opportunities that match clear criteria. Rather than waiting for a perfect listing, Keller encourages deliberate lead generation and local market mastery. That means understanding neighborhood-level drivers such as employment centers, school quality, supply constraints, rent trends, and typical days on market. With that context, investors can spot mispriced properties, emerging areas, and situations where motivation creates favorable terms. The approach prioritizes a pipeline mindset, multiple leads, structured follow-up, and a system for screening properties quickly. You are guided to define a buy box based on property type, price range, expected rents, and acceptable renovation scope, so you can say no faster and focus energy where the odds are best. The book also promotes relationship-based sourcing, including working with agents, wholesalers, lenders, and property managers who can surface deals early. The point is not merely to find cheap properties, but to find properties that make sense relative to cash flow, risk, and long-term demand, using repeatable acquisition practices. Thirdly, financial analysis, cash flow, and risk management. Keller frames financial analysis as the backbone of intelligent investing. Readers are urged to move beyond optimistic projections and instead use conservative assumptions for rent, vacancy, repairs, capital expenditures, and management costs. The book reinforces that cash flow keeps investors in the game, especially during downturns, and that strong underwriting prevents portfolio stress. Key concepts include evaluating income versus operating expenses, understanding how financing affects monthly performance, and recognizing that small changes in vacancy or maintenance can swing returns. It also highlights the importance of reserves and contingency planning, so repairs, turnovers, or interest rate shifts do not become crises. Risk management is treated as both numbers and behavior, avoiding over-leverage, refusing deals that only work if everything goes perfectly, and being realistic about renovation timelines. The book encourages looking at multiple exit options, such as holding long-term, refinancing, or selling if needed, to maintain flexibility. By focusing on disciplined analysis and downside protection, the framework helps investors choose properties that can survive imperfect conditions and still contribute to wealth over time. Fourthly, financing strategies and leverage with discipline. Real estate investing often scales through leverage, and the book addresses how to use financing without letting debt become the strategy. Keller discusses the practical role of mortgages, down payments, and loan terms in shaping both risk and returns. Instead of chasing maximum borrowing capacity, the emphasis is on sustainable payments, manageable exposure, and the ability to hold through market changes. Readers are guided to think about how interest rates, amortization, and loan structure influence cash flow and equity growth. Financing is also positioned as a relationship-driven skill, where credibility, documentation, and a track record can improve access to capital over time. The book highlights that creative outcomes often come from negotiating terms, not only price, and that investors should understand how to evaluate financing options the same way they evaluate properties. Importantly, it promotes planning for future purchases by protecting credit, keeping accurate financial records, and maintaining liquidity. The overall message is that leverage can accelerate wealth, but only when paired with strong underwriting and clear limits that prevent a portfolio from becoming fragile. Lastly, building a team and systems to scale a portfolio, Keller presents scaling as a shift from doing everything yourself to operating with a capable team and reliable systems. The book encourages investors to identify the key roles that protect time and improve decision quality, such as real estate agents, lenders, contractors, inspectors, attorneys, accountants, and property managers. Rather than outsourcing blindly, the focus is on selecting professionals with aligned incentives, local expertise, and proven processes. Systems matter because growth increases complexity. More units means more maintenance, leasing, bookkeeping, compliance, and tenant communication. By standardizing how properties are evaluated, renovated, leased, and maintained, investors reduce errors and make results more predictable. The book also frames leadership as a critical investing skill, including setting expectations, tracking performance, and making course corrections quickly. It stresses that the best investors build businesses that can run without constant personal intervention, freeing them to focus on acquisition strategy and long-term planning. This topic ties back to the millionaire model by showing that wealth often comes from repeatability, delegation, and consistent execution across many transactions. In conclusion, this book is best for aspiring landlords, first-time investors, and professionals who want a structured path to building wealth through rental property rather than relying on speculation. It also suits experienced investors who sense their portfolio is underperforming and want to tighten deal selection, underwriting discipline, and operational systems. The main benefit to a reader's life is clarity. It encourages you to define goals, choose a repeatable acquisition approach, and build habits that turn investing into a long-term plan. That structure can reduce costly mistakes, increase confidence in decision-making, and help you create income streams that support financial flexibility. Compared to similar real estate investing books that focus on quick tactics or a single niche, Keller offers a broad, business-like framework that emphasizes mindset, fundamentals, and execution over hype. The emphasis on cash flow, risk control, and team building makes it useful across market cycles and different property types. If you want a grounded guide that connects strategy to day-to-day actions and helps you think like a portfolio builder, this book is worth buying and revisiting as your investing goals evolve. If you would like to support Gary Keller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.